This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Welcome to another Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and it's Friday, June 27th, here at Gillette Stadium. We have our routine regulars here from the PFW crew, Paul Perillo, Eric Scalvino, and Andy Hart. Not a ton going on, but what are you guys going to talk about anyway?
Nothing, Lori. I was just going to say thanks, Lori. Lori. Yeah, no roster moves to take part this week that we can really break up. You know, we had Matthew Slater a couple weeks ago. That was really exciting. None of those rookie draft picks have been added to the list. Slow time, as everybody knows, coaches on vacation. And as I joked earlier this week, Mike Reese on vacation. And when he takes a vacation, you know, there's no pieces out there to be dismantled on Reese's pieces. So, slow time. What we're going to talk about today, a little positive and maybe a little negative. And what I want to know from Paul Perillo and Eric Scalvino, I want one guy, newcomer, who's going to have the greatest impact on the 2008 Patriots. Go.
Well, in terms of rookies...
I said newcomer.
I'm going to break them up into two
different
parts.
Oh, that's right. We should eliminate Victor Hobson from you, because I know you think he is an all-pro inside linebacker in the making. So, named Victor Hobson.
I don't know where it became a crime, Eric, to be positive about the moves that the team that you cover and work for make. You know, somewhere along the line, that became uncool.
You love Victor Hobson.
I think Victor Hobson will play a significant role on defense. Yeah, it doesn't mean I'm in love with him. I think Terrence Wheatley. In terms of newcomers out of the rookie class, I think Terrence Wheatley could make a big impact.
Stealing Fred's guy.
And I also think for the newcomers overall, Fernando Bryan, I think, is going to be the biggest contributor among the free agent newcomers.
Eric?
That's a good call. As far as the rookies go, I'm going to go with the obvious choice in Mayo, only because of not just the fact that he was the top 10 pick, but he's at the position where there's been age and injury and some inexperience there, and I think he has the best chance to have most of the playing time. You know, you mentioned Wheatley and some of the other young guys who might have a chance at the corner spot, but I'm just looking at Mayo. I'm going to be focusing on how quickly he can get into this system, learn it, and get into the rotation, maybe a rotation or even as a starter. So I'm going to look for him. As far as the free agent guys, you know, we all know Paul's love of Hobson, as we've already talked about.
I don't know why it became uncool.
I'm a little intrigued by Tank Williams and all of the movement that he's had, you know, at safety and then moving up into the inside linebacker spot as well. Just because if a guy like that is getting that much attention from the coaches this early on, you have to think that they have some sort of plan for him. So it'll be interesting to see. And you know, Rodney's not getting any younger back there. We all like James Sanders, but it's just going to be interesting to see how much playing time he also gets as a newcomer coming in. He's had his injury history, but if he can stay healthy, it's going to be something interesting to watch in training camp.
I agree, and I think it's also interesting. We basically mentioned two positions, defensive back and linebacker,
exactly.
Inside linebacker, because those are the two spots where there's openings. Yeah, the number two receiver or whatever, you know, it's obviously not being filled by a newcomer, but Chad Jackson. But some of those guys, I don't know who they are. I like Mayo. I think he has to basically produce from virtually day one. And I think, you know, the pressure is there to do so based on where he was drafted, the man who drafted him after having not drafted any linebackers, and comparisons to recent inside linebackers. It's been shown to be a position where you can come in, D'Amico Ryans, Patrick Willis, and have an instant impact on a defense, be a rookie of the year type candidate, and 100 tackles, and as far as Willis goes, you know, lead the NFL in tackles, go to a Pro Bowl. So it's one of those positions that, you know, we talk about running back all the time. It's been shown that a linebacker can come in and make an immediate impact. And is there a team, you know, I mean, this team needs an immediate impact in there.
I agree with you guys, and I also agree with the positions more so than the individual players.
Yeah, if we're wrong, if the
it's going to be another guy at that position that's going to be a big impact.
If the top newcomer is not a cornerback or an inside linebacker, then I think this team's in trouble because those are the two places where they need impact new faces to make plays. Because the secondary struggled last year. Ellis Hobbs might not be there. I mean, there's not a lot there if these guys that come in can't play.
Yeah, I think that with Mayo, I think you're going to see him as a staple in sub packages. I think that speed and athleticism that we talked about that was lacking at times chasing running backs, I don't think you're going to have to worry about it as much, provided that Mayo is up to speed with the system, because he has that. And I think that, you know, and Eric mentioned Tank Williams. And I think that's what they signed Tank Williams before the draft. So I think that they kind of looked at it as, well, we haven't been able to find a linebacker to kind of do those things and chase running backs across the field and maybe cover tight ends in shorter areas, not necessarily deep down the field. We've tried to do it with Bruschi. We've tried to do it a little bit with Dalis Thomas. I don't think those guys are really cut out for that. Tank Williams, maybe we can move him from safety. He's, you know, got some of those characteristics. But then the draft comes, and they had a chance to get Mayo. So now I think that combination is going to take guys like Teddy Bruschi off the field. Mm-hmm. In sub-packages, and you're going to see him become a part-time player. We talked about it a little bit on PFW in Progress. I wouldn't be surprised to see Bruschi become really a 50% kind of guy. First downs, running situation, short yardage. Yeah, he's going to be out there. I mean, his instincts and his knowledge of the system are going to get him playing time, but I don't think you're going to see him take the full load that he's had to take in previous years. And I think Mayo, like you guys said, terrific athlete. As long as he's up to speed with the system, I think he plays a big role.
And the reason I'm a little excited to see how he performs once the pads go on, too, is Andy mentioned two names, D'Amico Ryans and Patrick Willis, who style-wise and ability-wise are kind of similar to Mayo, and that's not the kind of player we've had at inside linebacker on this team probably ever, at least in this era of the Belichick era. So to see what they can do with him is going to be fun to watch, I think.
Yeah, I'd put Mayo a step behind Willis. I think he's right there with Ryans. I think Willis is special. I think he's potential, you know, if he doesn't get hurt, and he's like a Hall of Fame type inside linebacker. I think he's a playmaker.
We thought we was going to get drafted by New England last year.
Yeah, and, you know, I would have been very excited to see Patrick Willis play here. The one thing I'll say about Mayo, Paul, you mentioned the athleticism. In our limited sampling of seeing him on the field, I think he's faster than he is quick.
Yep,
that
I agree.
May have been in relation to learning the defense, you know, getting used to the whole scheme and everything. Once he decided where he was going, he gets there in a hurry. Sometimes deciding where he's going, misdirection, you know, shuffling left, shuffling right, I thought he was a little hesitant and a little slow in that. We'll see if that improves. I'm sure it will in training camp in the preseason. Second part of this question, I want a player from each of you who is going to see their playing time reeled in, possibly because of age or possibly just because they are overtaken by somebody else, whose role will diminish with the New England Patriots moving forward?
That's a good question. I mean, Bruschi, you mentioned, is an obvious one, but I'm going to take a different approach on this, too. I'm going to say Stephen Neal, and only because of his injury history and the fact that we haven't seen him that much this year. I believe he's the oldest of the linemen that we have now, and we saw in passing camp and minicamp the Patriots already starting to plan for that contingency, sliding Kazier over to the guard on the right side and putting O'Callaghan in there. Who knows if that's going to end up transpiring, but just the fact that we've seen that, which we haven't really seen in the past, I just think, and it's not really his fault because he's, you know, Bill has raved about his technique and his fundamentals being almost on par, if not, you know, better than Logan Mankins, who made the Pro Bowl last year. So it's not that he's, you know, diminishing in his skill, but I think just the injuries have taken their toll on him, and he might be a guy who, you know, whether he wants to or not, is going to have to play a diminished role.
I think that's interesting. I'm going to stick on defense, and I'm going to stick with the positions that we talked about, you know, that Andy kind of brought up.
Boo, but, I know where you're going. Boo.
Well, I mean, I think you obviously know that I feel like Bruschi's probably going to get throttled back a little bit, but I'm going to go with in the secondary with James Sanders,
Boo.
Who I also think is not going to be – I don't think he's losing his starting job. Let me state this up. I just don't think he's going to be an every-down player with – what I think is going to be the emergence of Brandon Merriweather more into the every week game plan, more of a full-time member of the game plan, and as opposed to, I think he was kind of like the quasi-dime back, you know. I think he's going to be out there in all kinds of situations this year, first down, second down, third down, not all three downs, but depending on the game plan and the situation, I think we're going to see a lot of Merriweather, and in turn, I think we're going to see a little bit less of Sanders, because I think he's a good tackler, like Andy always points out, but I don't think he's a great cover guy. I don't think he gets sideline to side. I don't think he covers a lot of ground. I think the speed that Merriweather gives you over Sanders is going to give him some playing time.
Can I give you one other close second to mention in this category? Ellis Hobbs. I think just because of the number of defensive backs and corners that they have on this team now, some of the talent that they've brought in, guys like maybe Mike Richardson, who didn't have a chance because of his injury last year, add to that competition and training camp. We've all, you know, we've all heard and seen the criticism of Hobbs and what he's done or not done in his 3 years here so far.
Cover people.
Yeah.
I would say that would be a great sign if you see diminished playing time from Ellis Hobbs, because that means, and that's no disrespect to Hobbs, that just means the guys they brought in are better.
Right. And to take a guy who was a starter last year, mm-hmm. if you can diminish his role legitimately because you have better players, mm-hmm. I think it's great. I want to rebut Paul for one quick second on my boy James Sanders. The less you see of him on the field, the more big plays you'll see this team giving up, because when they break free of Teddy Bruschi,
Brandon
Merriweather
Hobson.
Will whiff, and he will not make the plays that James Sanders make as the surest tackler on this team. And
what if Mayo's on the field?
Eventually, they'll still break through, okay. And they'll be going the distance if there's no James Sanders to slow them down. And my guy,
Andy Hart's James Sanders.
He's looking for a James Sanders jersey.
I love James Sanders, but my guy for the diminished role, and this is probably, I may be a year premature on this, maybe outside the box, maybe unpopular. I think Kevin Fox, he's a diminished role on this team. I think his skills have slowed a little bit over the years.
I think you're right about being a year away.
I don't think he's the playmaker he once was. I think Lawrence Maroney may be ready to take a few more plays, you know, even draws, some plays that would have definitely gone to Falk in the past. And I think Sammy Morris,
wheel
if he's healthy.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're going to see more plays from Maroney, and I think you're going to see, if Sammy Morris is healthy, more plays from him. So a diminished role from Kevin Falk in the offense. I might be wrong. It might be a year or too early.
I think you might be a year.
I like to stay ahead of the curve rather than behind it.
I think
better
you're right.
Be a year too early, Paul, than a year too late. Somebody told me that once.
Yeah, that was Bill Belichick.
Okay, I'm with Bill.
One quick note before we leave. I think last time on the show we talked about the rumor about lineman Barry Sims
getting some interest.
So signed with the Niners.
No Esaki.
So.
More money, more opportunity in San Francisco. Didn't want to have to move across the country, just moved across the bay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, easy move there for him, and he will win 3 games with the San Francisco 49ers this year. Good call, Barry.
No, the Patriots don't have their draft pick. They could win 8 this year.
Do they have a quarterback?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Anyway, that's going to put the wraps on another roster report. We're getting creative here in the summer, the slow months. Not a lot of moves to talk about, so we're sort of just
call this?
Speculating. Creativity. PFW magic working the roster as it starts to whittle itself down towards what will be the 2008 New England Patriots.
One more month.
Yeah, sad. Summer's over. Back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next Friday for a new creative roster report podcast. Until next time, thanks for listening, and go Pats.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.